This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Beyond the policy votes and committee discussions at the National Corn Growers Association Corn Congress, Iowa Corn Growers Association President Mark Mueller says the overall tone in the room was noticeably serious. He says while agriculture may not be in a full-blown crisis, many farmers are feeling growing economic pressure. We'll hear his message to the farmers across Iowa right after this.
Dive into the dynamic international ag industry with the World of Agriculture, your go-to source for global ag news made relevant for Iowa's producers and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. From the latest updates on crops in South America to critical information on overseas trade relations, we cover all the factors that impact our ag economy. Tune into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate every Monday through Friday for fresh, insightful episodes that keep you informed and connected to the broader agricultural landscape.
As Corn Congress wrapped up last week in San Antonio at Commodity Classic, Iowa Corn Growers Association President Mark Mueller said one theme stood out above a lot of the rest.
I'd have to say that the mood is still sober. We're not yet to the next farm crisis, but we're not that far from it. And there's a lot of stress out there, and we had some reminders in the meeting there. Hey, if you know of a farmer that's really scratching hard or is like in despair, get a hold of them.
Mueller says that concern about stress was not just informal conversation. He says delegates made it clear that farmers need to be intentional about watching out for one another.
Reach out. Don't wait for them to reach out to you or for them to do something more drastic. We all need to pull together on this. And that was probably the single biggest final message that came out of that room there. Guys, reach out and help your fellow farmers, and if you need help, ask for it. We farmers are so wanting to go it alone. That's probably why we're farmers to start with. You know, we like that independence that comes with being your own boss. But guys, we're facing some pretty stiff economic headwinds here.
Mueller adds that beyond the emotional strain, there are real economic headwinds building that cannot be ignored.
Guys, we're facing some pretty stiff economic headwinds here, and we can't all go it alone. So if things are starting to show up on the horizon, deal with it sooner rather than later, whether it's financial or emotional or whatever. We got a rough few years ahead of us.
And while farmers continue to hear announcements about potential trade agreements, Mueller says growers should understand how long meaningful change can actually take.
I know that we've been promised trade deals. We hear about those almost daily, but it takes months, if not years, to really accurately negotiate a trade deal. All of us in there are going to do what we can at our state organizations and at our national organizations to get these trade deals moving. But the fact is that you see a trade framework that's announced, that really means nothing until that framework gets filled in. And it doesn't get filled in until people have sat down and hashed over details that oftentimes takes months.
Mueller says that while policy discussions and trade negotiations remain important, they will not provide immediate relief for most operations. He says farm families are making decisions right now about expenses, financing, and long-term viability, and that reality was evident in the tone at conversations at Corn Congress. He says growers are resilient by nature, but this environment requires more than independence. It requires communication, early problem solving, and willingness to ask for help before challenges grow larger. Mueller says the industry may not yet be in crisis territory, but the warning signs are there, and ignoring them would be a mistake. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.